The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How did God lead two world-class musicians to follow a calling to use their musical gifts to bless people around the world while serving as worship leaders in their local church? This is the story of Imua and Tifa Garza, a story of focus, commitment, and grace. Well, speaking of grace, we pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, what you're facing, there's always hope in Jesus. Through his grace, Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and lives of Imua and Tifa, are reaching out to you. Will you turn to him? Will you receive his love? Imua Garza received a Grammy nomination in 2020 for his production contribution to Hawaiian Lullaby by Haku Records. He also received multiple awards as a mixing engineer, songwriter, and producer. Imua created his own studio after the success of his band Opihi Pickers, making waves in the local and international music scene for almost 15 years. Tiffany Garza, known affectionately as Tifa, is a critically acclaimed songwriter and singer. She now serves as a pastor and worship leader alongside Imua at Christ-Centered Community Church in Honolulu, Hawaii. Imua and Tifa live in Honolulu with their keiki, Zeo, Zamira, and Xander Cruz. And this is a pre-recorded interview. Listen, open your heart. Lani Ka'a and I will be back in a few moments. Imua and Tifa, welcome to our show.
Wow. Thank you so much, Danny and Lani, for having us. We're so excited to be here with all of you.
Yeah. Great to be here with you folks.
Well, Tifa, maybe you can go first and then Imua, but tell us, where did you grow up?
Wow. Yes, I grew up, it's interesting, I grew up mostly on the Big Island of Hawaii in Hilo and Pahoa. But my family and I did move to California for a few years in my earlier childhood. But I would say I was raised on the Big Island with my parents. They were pastors on the Big Island. And I grew up serving the Lord alongside them, started leading worship at a very young age with my parents. We were homeschooled, my sisters and I, and so my mom had us leading worship at two convalescent hospitals twice a week, and just always grew up doing music with my mom. She was often asked to lead worship for Women's Aglow and these Christian women's events, and so she would bring her daughters, and we'd lead worship with her. And it's funny, my dad, he would invite me to lead worship at his men's breakfast. He said, "Let's bring a lady to the men's breakfast to teach these guys how to treat ladies." So, yeah, always been in ministry from a young age with my parents.
Imua, how about you? Where did you grow up?
So I'm a local boy here in the islands, and I grew up. I was born in Kailua side, but then most of my family is from Pearl City, so we're central side. And but the day after I turned one, we ended up moving to the mainland. So my dad was in the military in the Air Force, and he was also a chiropractor, so he was going to chiropractic college. So we ended up going to Utah for 6 years, and we went to Texas for 3. Got a little bit of a southern drawl in my voice. And then when we came back, it was 1994, and I was fourth grade at the time. So from fourth grade on, we were raised basically in Pearl City. So my dad was the first graduating class of Pearl City High School. So he was always the bull of the school, because when they were freshmen, they were the only class there. And then sophomore, he was always there was no juniors or seniors above him. So he was always like the boss of his grade. Yeah. but yeah, my parents also love the Lord. My mom's a musician as well. She plays slaki, which is like a Hawaiian tuning of guitar. And yeah, I grew up on a lot of Hawaiian music mostly, but would always go to church ever since I could remember. And then speaking of Tis Dad's men's breakfast, I got to go one of these one morning, and when I went there, I said, "Where's all the guys at?" And this is in Pohoa in Big Island, where there's, I guess, a lot of boonies, and like the people would just come. So he's like, "Oh, don't worry, they'll come." And people are coming out of the bushes, like they have bones in their nose, and like, wow, this is an awesome men's breakfast right here.
You mentioned your parents, both of you mentioned your parents. I feel there's such tenderness and endearment with them. Let's go a little further. Maybe Tiffany, if you can share a little bit more about, you know, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Yeah. What a beautiful question. And I recognize that I was blessed to have two parents that loved the Lord when they were raising me, and they were just hugely instrumental. I would say that the greatest influence for sure are my parents. And it's interesting, it's powerful with their story. They were not raised in the church, and they both have incredible testimonies in how they came to know Jesus. Both of them came from just hard childhood, addictions, alcoholism, and lots of just turmoil in both of their lives. And they met each other in Las Vegas, of all places. My dad was doing a show. It was called the Waimea Cowboy. He wrote, my dad's not from Hawaii, but he moved here when he was 17. He was in the military, and my dad looks like an islander because he's got Chamorro Guamanian heritage. So my dad looks like a local person, but when he moved to Hawaii and joined the Marine Corps in 1957, he played country music, and he drew an audience because he was brown. He was this brown man playing this country music. And so he fell in love with the local culture, and the local community really fell in love with his music. And so my dad became his own artist in the state of Hawaii, and he was affectionately known as the Waimea Cowboy. So fast forward the tape, he's doing a show in Las Vegas, and he had just been divorced for the second time a couple of years earlier. And so when he met my mom in Vegas, it was just, he was at the end of his rope, 43 years old, riddled with alcohol abuse. And my mom had just become a Christian. And so when he walked, my mom worked for the booking agency that booked my dad for this Las Vegas show. And so long story short, my mom's boss, as my dad walked in, he looked at my father and said, "Ernie Cruz, this is Maggie Meredith, but stay away from her. She's one of them Jesus freaks." He literally said that. And my dad was intrigued by that. All that to say, they became friends. and got to know each other. And my mom reached out and asked if she could pray for him. And my dad said that he freaked out because as she prayed for him, he could not move. He physically couldn't move. And it was just the power of the Holy Spirit just was just keeping him.
Well, she talks about the power of the Holy Spirit, Lonnie. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. Spirit of God is working in the life of her parents, Ernie Cruz Sr. Mm-hmm. and Maggie, at that time, Maggie Meredith. As you listen to Tifa, what stirs you up, mm-hmm. Lonnie?
You know, I remember as she was speaking when we did this interview, just remembering the one of us pastors that came through our church, and he talked about how, you know, we as parents who know the Lord and maybe we are first generation believers, we have this amazing opportunity to help our children. We could be the floor. I mean, we could be the ceiling that is their floor. And as I listened to both of them speak about their parents, I thought, you know, their parents came to the Lord as adults, first generation, if you will, believers. But they were a strong foundation so that their children's start could be better and different than their own. And it really resonated with me when I listened to their testimony and just the hope that even though we've come maybe from non-Christian backgrounds, we've had a difficult life until we're parents, the Lord redeems it all that we might be able to raise our children, that they might know the Lord from a young age and turn out different, just blessed and better.
Well, we do hear and see and feel mm-hmm. the transference of this grace from one generation to the next mm-hmm. in the life of the Garza family and here the Cruz family. We're talking Ernie Cruz Sr., Tifa's father. And then we'll soon hear in this two-part series of John Cruz and Ernie Cruz Jr. more from Tifa and Imua Garza when we come back from our break. I said earlier, open your heart to listen to the Lord, to be aware of the Spirit. What is the Spirit saying to you, dear friend? Are you a parent who is seeking to know more about God? Are you following the Lord and want to draw nearer to the Lord? Are you someone who has a searching heart? Well, all of those things, the Lord can meet you here and speak to you. And I believe, we believe, He will. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The spiritual legacy of family. You read in the scriptures these words, generation to generation to generation. We live today, now, but we don't live only for today and for now, but for the future in terms of who we pass on the transmission of the Word of God, the transmission of the life of Christ living in us and through us, in our children and our children's children. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Lonnie Ka'a, my co-host. We're grateful you're with us. You want to find out more about Imua and Tifa Garza? Go to zeomusic.com. That's zeomusic.com. Before our break, Tifa was sharing about her parents and really how they influenced her. She'll share more in this pre-recorded interview in part one of this two-part series with Imua and Tifa Garza. And in this next segment, you'll hear from Imua as well. And keep in mind that, of course, when we have musicians, we have music, and they will sing, and our hearts will be moved, yes, and inspired. Here's Imua and Tifa Garza.
She prayed for him. He could not move. He physically couldn't move. And it was just the power of the Holy Spirit just was just keeping him there. And he could feel, my dad described it as if a wetsuit was being peeled off of his body. He could hear the demon voices dissipate and disappear into the wall. He saw them leave him as my mother prayed. And my dad, He said this was the first time he could hear clearly, because the demons had just tortured him his entire life. And my dad was a Vietnam vet, and there was just a lot of issues within him, and two failed marriages, and he was just in the most broken place when he met my mom, who was only a Christian, brand new Christian, but she knew the power of God. And so when she met my dad, she just had such compassion for this lost soul, right? Mm-hmm. So my mom was also a musician. She moved to Las Vegas from New York, pursuing all the things, right? Just she was a single mom when she met my dad. She had a 3-month-old daughter, and all that to say, my dad got radically saved to the point where he did not desire alcohol. He was supernaturally delivered from all of his addiction. And just a little side note, he had been passing black stools. His liver was so destroyed from the alcohol. But when he gave his heart to Christ, the Lord supernaturally gave him a brand new liver. So my dad experienced salvation physically, spiritually, emotionally. And so when my dad got saved, he got saved hardcore. And so he said, you know what? He gave up his musical career, gave up his musical dreams. And him and my mom, they got married. And they moved to the Big Island and became pastors, got connected with the local church. They had gotten saved. My dad, my mom was, she was going to an Assemblies of God church in Las Vegas. And so when they moved to the Big Island, they ended up going to Pahoa Assemblies of God Church is where they got planted. and really the calling to ministry impacted their lives. And so, yeah, that's when you ask that question, my biggest influences, my parents, for sure, they gave it all to the Lord. I witnessed some of the most heartbreaking times in their lives, but I always saw them run back to Jesus. They never gave up. And my dad, he said, wow, when you've tasted freedom, when you've encountered Jesus, he's like, you could never go back to your old life. Mm-hmm. I mean, my dad had never known peace until he found the Lord. And so I witnessed, as a young child, I got to see my parents' lives go from glory to glory. Like, I saw them become full of the Spirit. I saw them overcome anger and their old way of living. I got to witness that.
Wow.
It wasn't like they were perfect parents at all. They made mistakes, but I saw their flesh, you know, in a sense, like, just dissipate. And I really saw them just running to the Lord in all of their weaknesses and struggles. And it was a powerful thing to watch.
Wow. Your influence was caught more than taught, I think, is what they say. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imua, and when you hear this, I know someone, you know, you definitely had someone who influenced you as you grew up. And before we're going to get to a song, Tifa, that you wrote sort of about that experience. But first, I wanted to ask Imua, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, it's definitely my parents as well. I think when we go to family parties and we're together, we always tell each other, Tiff and I are like, wow, we're so blessed to have such awesome parents that really love the Lord, that over all these years, they've really, you know, trained up the child in the way that we should go. And when we're old, we won't depart from it. So I'm very grateful and blessed. And just to think about, like my both of my parents, they're loved by many, and whenever their name is so sweet that whenever I tell someone their name, like, oh, that's your mom, that's your dad, they just have that reputation of loving people. Mm. And so me growing up, I got to experience that, that they would, when something would happen in life, and they would always go to the Lord. We would always pray. We would really look to God and have Him be the center of our family. Mm-hmm. And when I think of my grandma too, my Nana, we call her. And she's got, I don't even know, I lost count of all the grandkids and kids that she has. But every single one of my dad's family, wow, they all just love the Lord. They all go. They're planted in the church. All of our nephews and cousins and nieces. We're a family that has tasted His goodness in our life, and especially when trials have come, and you know, getting diagnosed with something, our family really pulls together and prays for healing. And and I just, every time I want to be like my parents, like my mom and my dad. So anytime someone says, well, you remind me of your mom or your dad, I take that as a huge compliment because of the life that they've lived. And even my dad's like, you know, we're training you to love the Lord, and we're bringing you up to never depart from His ways. But when you turn 18... And it was the day of my birthday. I was 18 years old. My dad, I'll never forget this. He said, okay, it's Sunday, and normally you come to church with us, but now that you're 18, we're going to give you the option, because this relationship with Jesus is between you and Him. It's not something that we're going to force you, because you're at the age now where you need to really make a decision and follow Him. So he gave me the option. So do you want to come to church? And I said, wow, you mean I could sleep in my head, like I could sleep in for the first time? That's so you playing. And I grew up really young. Like, I think I was seventh grade, and I was like the keyboard player at church. And they really got me involved, because I started music at a young age. And it was like, yeah, just jump on worship team. And so that was really fun. But then when I had the option, I said, you know what? I'm going to take it for a little bit and just see what it feels like.
Right.
So then I said, actually, I'm going to sleep in today. So wow. I did. And then the next week he came and asked again. He's like, do you want to come to church with us? And I could tell that he's like, please say yes. Like, this is going to be the decision. And I said, no, you know what? I had a late night last night. I'm gonna sleep in again. And I did that for about a month.
Wow.
And then one time I went to my dad and I said, Dad, how come I have to go to church? How come I can't just like watch it on TV?
Danny, what a great example that is. When I know when Imua first said that, and I thought to myself, wow, that was a risk his dad took, you know, like a measured, I'm sure, risk. But I think more importantly, when we listen to Imua and Tifa's story, both of them just really serving in the church since they were young, and, you know, you see them now being so purposed for God's plan and changing lives. And, you know, I'm sure it wasn't always rosy and wonderful, but I'm blessed to hear them honor their parents as they look back on their lives. And I just want to encourage anyone listening out there, and you're struggling with your child, you're trying to lead them in the way that they should go. And the word is clear that when they grow older, they will not depart. It is truth. It is promise. It may not look like it today. It may not look like it next week or next year. But his word is truth. And as Tifa and Imua share their growing up years, they're giving us the highlights. But there were also glory to glory lowlights as well. And so press through. That's my hope as you listen today as a parent. Press through in the moment that you're in that doesn't look like your child is going to become the purposeful, God-driven young man or woman that you are praying that they will become. They will, because God's word is truth and his promises are always real. Danny, what do you feel when you hear their stories and them talk about their parents?
Well, I resonate with what you're saying, Lonnie, because you and Imua and Tifa are actually touching on a nerve, a very sensitive nerve, in the body of Christ at large, but parents seeing their children sometimes not sure how much guidance or how little guidance is needed, for fear or concern of pushing them away or being too confining, mm-hmm. or sometimes not confining enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not the right word. But giving guidance to the Lord, it really, I think, takes a lot of prayer, a lot of communication, and I think mentors, people who have gone before us. I know that has really made a difference in my life, mm-hmm. Lonnie, when mentors have spoken with me about my own parenting as a father, and the Lord has used that to guide me in the way of the Lord by his word.
Yeah. You know, I remember clearly the day that my son was 18, and I reflect on what Imua said, and maybe you're at a place now where you're, you, as a parent, you're wondering, you know, am I overbearing? Am I underbearing? You know, my most humble advice is pray. Ask the Lord for wisdom. He will give it in abundance. And know that your very best effort is all that he asks for. Nothing more, nothing less. He's a God that loves our children more than we do even. And he has a plan and purpose for them. And he is their father. And he will be for eternity. We'll come back and listen to a little bit more from Imua and Tiffany Garza. Special treat in the next segment. We're going to listen to a song Tifa wrote for her father. It will change your life. If you're not familiar with their song, Saved, it was the first time I heard it when we played it here at the station, and it is powerful. We hope you will stay with us with Imua and Tifa, Danny and myself in studio. You can hear more from them when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tiffany Garza, known affectionately as Tifa, is a member of the legendary Cruise Ohana. Imua Garza's first official music release was at 11. It has grown. He's appeared on over 4 dozen albums. His performing and production abilities and built production partnerships with Sony Music, Secret Road Music Services, and Marmoset. Imua and Tiffany Garza join us today, and you know, we're really talking about the influences that brought them to the place where they're at today, and really about their parents, about the heritage of faith and worship that they were brought into. As we rejoin and listen in on Imua's story, he was sharing with us before the show how his father at 18 allowed him to choose whether he wanted to attend Sunday church with them or not, building his own relationship with the Lord. Imu and Tiffany Garza, you can find more out about their music at zeomusic.com. Danny and I will be back with some comments, but let's listen in to Imua's story.
And I did that for about a month.
Wow.
And then one time I went to my dad and I said, Dad, how come I have to go to church? How come I can't just like watch it on TV? Mm. And he said, well, would you rather watch a roller coaster on TV or actually be in the seats? Mm. I was like, oh, that's an interesting way of looking at it. He's like, really? Because we're a group of believers that something happens and shifts when we're together and when we all love the Lord and we're all growing and the Lord's in that place. He's you know, with you wherever you go, but it's something different when we all gather and we're all on the same journey of loving Him. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I'm going to come to church next week. So I went to church, and even that during that whole month, I just felt, you know, because I'm still used to it. I'm like, ooh, I kind of don't like this feeling of not going to church.
Right.
So ever since then, I'm like, trying to get plugged in. My parents really valued small groups too. So growing up, we would have people over the house every like Wednesday, and our house is like the gathering place. We live on Oahu, the gathering place, but then our house is also the gathering place. A lot of music, a lot of food, a lot of potlucks, and then we were going through this purpose-driven life book series, and I think one of the purposes were that we're shaped for serving God. Yeah. And during that time when I was doing that, I was like, wow, I got offered a worship leader position. I think I was like 20, 19 or 20. And I wasn't going to take it because I wanted my weekends. And I grew up in the entertainment world. Mm. So I was like, well, I can't travel anymore and I can't do that. But then it brought it back to, wow, I was shaped for serving God. And so I go back to that point. And then the calling that the Lord has on my life of using what he's planted in my heart to give back to him. Yeah. So over these last many years, you know, being with Tiff, I know she's affectionately known as Tiffa, but I've been calling her Tiff. All of her friends call her Tiffa, and I call her Tiff. But she's been a huge influence on me. You've been a huge influence on me most of my life since our last. We've been married, let's see, 15 years.
15, yeah.
Wow. 15 beautiful years.
Mm-hmm. Tiffa, you know, we've talked before we got on the show about the many different songs that you have and what you've written as a mm-hmm. songwriter. And one of the songs you wanted to share has a real special meaning to you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. It's a song called Saved, and I wrote it, I want to say, 7 years ago, and I was inspired to write this song. I had come across one of my dad's, excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional. It's been 5 years since my dad passed. He's with the Lord now. Yeah, it was shortly after he had a massive stroke, 7-8 years ago, in 2012. Oh my gosh, it's been longer. 2012, that's 9 years ago. Wow, time just flies. But a year after he had a massive stroke, I sat down with the guitar, and because I had found one of his journals. My parents were about to move to the mainland, and I was looking through boxes and came across his journal and the different things that he wrote and how the Lord walked him through some dark times. And I'm reading these words that he wrote, and I can recall conversations that I've had with him. And so as I wrote these lyrics down, I would say almost verbatim, the song carries more of a poetic, you know, it's a song, but I would say it's the exact words my dad would describe his journey with Christ. Mm. And this song was written in less than 10 minutes. It's probably the quickest song I've ever written. And I could feel God in that room, like the Lord literally just boom, it just flowed. It flowed so quickly, and I'm very thankful. But yeah, every moment of my dad's life with Christ, I think this song tells of his story mm-hmm. the best way that he would say it if he were still here. Yeah. It's his testimony put to song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emua, I'm going to ask you, would you introduce the song for us, and then we'll play the song?
Yeah, here's a song called Saved, written by Tiffa, inspired by her dad's journal and the life that he led. And we hope you enjoy it.
I have been saved. Make no mistake, I've tasted grace, undeserved grace. I was barely alive, end of the road with nowhere to go. I was finally saved. The demons, they don't call my name anymore. All the lies I believed and all the fear within me with one call on his name. I surrendered my shame, I gave him my pain, I have been saved. I have been I can't expect you, oh, to understand why my devotion to Jesus I will never deny. I walk with the power my own. I surrender to Jesus. He has made my heart his home. I have been saved. I'm
Tifa Garza, accompanied by her husband, Imua, saved. You can hear more of their music at zeomusic.com. Those words so resonate, I think, with so many of us. I make no excuses. I am not worthy, but I have been saved. Friend, have you been saved? Salvation is a gift. It's nothing we work for. It's nothing we earn. It's just a gift. Will you take the gift? Will you open the gift? Will you bless the Lord by receiving the gift of salvation? There's nothing more amazing you could do for the Lord than receive the gift of salvation, that you might say, I am unworthy, I make no excuses, but I've been saved. I pray that for you. I pray that that song has moved you to that moment. Stay with us. We're with Imua and Tiffany Garza. If you want more information about being saved, go to our website, www.thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, there's just nothing quite like having a conversation. Having a conversation, sharing, talking, as we say in Hawaii, talk story. There are moments when the Lord opens the window and light comes in and hope comes through that light, and that light is Jesus Christ. Dear friend, as you join us today, we're grateful because we believe that the Lord is working in us and through us, and wherever you are, whatever you're facing today, the Lord is moving, speaking, and it's our prayer that you would open your heart and your life to the Lord. And maybe before our break, as Lonnie was sharing, you said, Danny, Lonnie, I want to turn to Christ. Well, let us know that. Go to the website, thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a video for you there. But let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. Contact us, Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.com, or Lonnie at thegoodlifehawaii.com. We'll be so, so grateful to hear from you. This is a pre-recorded interview, part one of our time with Imua and Tifa Garza, our last segment now. Stay tuned for part two, but the final segment. Here's more from Imua and Tifa Garza. Lonnie and I will be back for some closing thoughts. Saved. Tifa Garza, the same Holy Spirit who called your father, Ernie Cruz Sr., and saved him, the same Spirit who inspired you, Tifa, to write that song and to perform that, to record it. And wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. Tifa and Imua, the Garzas, thank you. Thank you so much. Your relationship, your families are so indelibly impressed within you by the Lord and the Spirit of God, how the Spirit of God has raised you. The question that is pounding in my heart right now is, how did you meet? Where did you meet?
Yes. What a question. And I know I'm jumping in before Imua can jump in, because my version is way more accurate, I think. No.
Absolutely.
It's such a fun story. So I was a student at Pacific Rim Christian University, and I was part of this worship ensemble, and one of my one of the other students, actually Pastor Kamu Singh, he's been on your show before. Him and I, we were in the college ensemble together, and we became really good friends. And he said, "Hey Tiff, my best friend, he's performing tonight at Ryan's Grill at Ward Center. Why don't we go see him play music?" And so Kamu, myself, and one other friend, we went to Ryan's Grill, and there was Imua performing with his band, the Opihi Pickers, and it was just such a fun environment. And, you know, I did notice that he was a cutie. I thought he was a good-looking young man. I got to say that. I was impressed with his ukulele skills. But what impressed me the most was I observed him after his first set. After the songs were done, he went over and I think it was his mom and his grandma, they were at a table, and he sat with them. He kind of massaged their shoulders, and, you know, he greeted his mom and grandma in such a sweet way. And I thought, wow, what a sweetheart. What a sweet guy, you know? And I just observed that. And then later on, but I hadn't met him yet at that point. I was just watching him from afar. And he was about to do his second set. And before the second set, he said, "Hi, there's a girl here, Tifa Cruz. I heard that you can sing. Would you please come up here and do a song?" And so Kamu had told him beforehand, "Hey, call my friend up to sing. She can jam." So we met on stage. he handed me a guitar. And he grabbed the bass and he backed me up on a country song. And we actually, our first meeting, we met performing on a stage. Mm-hmm. He introduced himself. I introduced myself. And then shortly after that, we started doing worship together. Because Kamu and I had been leading worship at Pac Rim, we were also leading worship at New Hope Leeward. It was just a brand new church plant. And we were also leading worship at the Young Adults Ministry. And so Imua, when he was in town and not gigging and touring, he would jump on team with us and play guitar with us, and we just grew a sweet friendship, and that's how we met.
Well, you might be wondering, "Oh, Danny, are you done? Alani, are you finished?" I've heard the Tifa side. What about Imua? Imua's side. Well, he does have his side of the story, and he does share it. We'll share that when we come to of our time with Imua and Tifa Garza. And it is a distinct perspective that he has, but all in the grace and love of the Lord. Lonnie, as we listen to them, as we listen to the musical gift that God kiss them with, both of them and their families. A closing thought, spend a few moments in prayer.
Yeah, you know, my closing thought is, as she shared her story of how they met, is that, you know, the Lord had the plan for their lives together long before they knew it. And as they followed the Lord, as they did His will, as they worshiped Him, as they went deeper in relationship with Him, He crafted a way that they would become one and that their music would change the world for believers and everyone, really. And it just reminds me that we don't have to worry about our future, who we are going to marry, you know, tomorrow. Today has enough worries of its own. And the Lord, He takes care of all those things. Meeting on stage was epic. What a perfect way for them to have met. And I can't wait till the next time we play His side of the story and the rest of their story.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Imua and Tiffah Garza. We thank You for how You brought them together, how You moved and ministered through their families, and as You touch others through their lives now and the children and children's children for years to come, mm-hmm. by Your grace. Lord, we pray that You would touch our listeners right at their point of need and infuse them with hope, the hope that is found in Jesus. And those who are turning their hearts to You, draw them closer, strengthen them in their faith. May they be enveloped in the body of Christ, a local church where they can go close to You, Jesus, and learn Your word by the power. All to the glory of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, Lonnie and dear one, touching words from Words and Song from Imua and Tiffah Garza, zaomusic.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Thank you in advance. Psalm 40, verse 3, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Imua and Tiffah Garza, zaomusic.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose
today. Thank you for
today.
Listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave